Oklahoma regulators recently imposed new limits on 24 disposal wells, the state's latest attempt to stop earthquakes linked to the oil and gas industry. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, the regulatory effort is built on science, but still relies on muddy, manual fieldwork.
The research connecting Oklahoma's earthquake surge to oil and gas activity was built with algorithms, statistical analysis, and computer models of fluid flow and seismic energy. But monitoring compliance with regulatory actions designed to stop those earthquakes often occurs on remote back roads from dirty pickup trucks like this one.
At the beginning of every week, our inspectors go out and check the wells, the disposal wells that are involved in the what we call the trend volume cutback.
Matt Skinner is the spokesman for the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, the state's oil and gas regulator. Today, workers from one of the agency's field offices are going well to well to make sure the industry is following the agency's instructions. I'm tagging along, and we turn onto a slimy, rutted road east of Guthrie.
Up until relatively recently, this was the most seismically active area we had in terms of magnitude and number of quakes.
In July, after a widely felt 4.5 magnitude earthquake struck near the town of Crescent, oil companies agreed to shut down several disposal wells. In August, the agency imposed strict limits on the volume of drilling waste fluid companies can pump into about 24 wells, most of which are in Logan, Payne, and Oklahoma counties. We stop at a well owned by Devon Energy.
It's called the Harvey.
This well was drilled and designed to transport toxic drilling fluid more than a mile and a half underground, where layers of rock will lock it away from the surface and shallow sources of drinking water. Devon agreed to shut down this well weeks ago.
Devon has actually given us access to their telemetry. Their wells are read remotely. So we can actually do this from the office. But to be perfectly sure and to treat everybody the same way, we put an inspector on site once a week to be sure there's no sign at all that this disposal well has been used.
I watched as a state oil field inspector surveyed the site, checked clusters of instruments, and verified the well was shut down. We followed the inspector to the next site, the Anderson Well, operated by Craig Elder Oil and Gas.
Gary Matley, I'm the field inspector supervisor for District 2, Kingfisher District Office. You pull into a well and check the gauges. There usually are three gauges on the well, one on the tubing, one on the casing, and one on the surface casing. They want to monitor these to see what possibilities these have of maybe being a part of some of this these seismic events that have been going on.
This well, like the last one, checks out. A record number of earthquakes shook Oklahoma last year. 2015 will likely be even shakier. Summer isn't even over, and there have already been more magnitude 3.0 earthquakes so far in 2015 than there were in all of 2014. Scientists say deep, high-volume disposal wells are particularly risky. For months, state regulators have been scrutinizing those operations. Skinner says some of the earthquake-prone areas don't have many disposal wells that fit that profile.
It's not one size fits all.
The latest research on Oklahoma's earthquake surge suggests the cumulative rate and volume of waste fluid from multiple wells could be responsible for many of the earthquakes. Regulators hope slashing disposal activity by more than one-third will reduce the shaking.
Every day that goes by without a serious seismic event in this area is good news.
It could take a long time for regulators and researchers to know whether volume cuts and other actions in the Oklahoma oil patch are having any effect on the earthquake boom. But there are some encouraging signs. There hasn't been a 4.0 or greater quake in the area since the wells were shut down and the volume cuts were mandated. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by MidFirst Private Bank, offering wealth management, trust services, and private banking. MidFirstPrivateBank.com.